visiting teaching message. The family is central to the Creator's plan. Prayerfully study, select, and teach the scriptures and statements that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Bear testimony of the doctrine. Invite those you teach to share what they have felt and learned. Why is the family central to Heavenly Father's plan? Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The doctrine of the family begins with heavenly parents. Our highest aspiration is to be like them. From the earliest beginnings, God established the family and made it eternal. Adam and Eve were sealed in marriage for time and all eternity. With the restoration of these keys and priesthood authority comes the opportunity for all who are worthy to receive the blessings of eternal families. The Lord outlines the promise and requirements in this sacred verse. And again, verily I say unto you, if a man marry a wife by my word, which is my law, and by the new and everlasting covenant, and it is sealed unto them by the Holy Spirit of promise, by him who is anointed, unto whom I have appointed this power in the keys of this priesthood, and it shall be said unto them, ye shall come forth in the first resurrection. And if it be after the first resurrection, in the next resurrection, and shall inherit thrones, kingdoms, principalities and powers, dominions, all heights and depths, then shall it be written in the Lamb's book of life, and shall be of full force when they are out of the world. And they shall pass by the angels and the gods which are set there, to their exaltation and glory in all things, as hath been sealed upon their heads, which glory shall be a fullness and a continuation of the seeds forever and ever. Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verse 19. When families are functioning as designed by God, the relationships found therein are the most valued of mortality. The plan of the Father is that family love and companionship will continue into the eternities. The Eternal Family, Ensign, November 1996, pages 64 and 65. What can I do because I know that the family is central to the plan of salvation? President Henry B. Eyring, second counselor in the First Presidency. The family unit is fundamental to our hope for eternal life. We begin to practice in the family, the smaller unit, what will spread to the church and to the society in which we live in this world, which will then be what we practice in families bound together forever by covenants and by faithfulness. We can start now to promote those measures designed to maintain and strengthen the family. I pray that we will. I pray that you will ask, Father, how can I prepare? Tell him how much you want what he desires to give you. You will receive impressions, and if you act on them, I promise you the help of the powers of heaven. The family. Liahona, October 1998, page 23. Ensign, February 1998, page 18. Margaret S. Lifferth, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. In today's world, children will need not only a devoted mother and father, but they will need each of us to protect, teach, and love them. Personal obedience and example in every part of our lives are the ultimate gospel lessons for children. So study, learn, and apply the gospel. Behold Your Little Ones, Liahona and Ensign, November 2006, pages 74 and 75. End of the visiting teaching message. The family is central to the Creator's plan.